Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
Jesus is in the house. Glory be to his name forevermore. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can you just lift up your hands in just 60 seconds? Worship the Lord. Worship him. All right? Recognize and acknowledge him as God. And give him thanks for his presence, for his benevolence. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. The mercy of the Lord endures forever. Oh, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sins. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Lord, we worship you. We exalt you. We adore you for your benevolence, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you ready for the word?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. It's going to be very short. I'm just going to go straight to the point because it's like the Lord is in a haste to do a lot.
Hallelujah.
Okay, he has begun and we just want to let him do what he alone can do. Glory to God. Amen. All right. The hidden secret of the miraculous. The hidden secret of the miraculous. There's a secret of the miraculous that has been hidden before the foundation of the world, but is now revealed to us because we are a generation of God's grace and mercy. God has chosen us by his mercy to reveal his secrets to us. Glory to God. Because of Jesus, because of what Jesus has done for us, because of his substitutionary work at Calvary for us, because of his benevolence that he's made available to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, and this secret has been revealed to us. It's in the Word. When the Lord revealed this to me, it really blessed me. And I am motivated, moved by the Holy Spirit to share it with you today. Amen. The miraculous is a realm. The miraculous is a realm. Miracles are acts. All right? Miracles are acts. The miraculous is a realm. It's just like living in a house and there are a lot of activities going on in that house. All right? Sleeping is going on. Watching TV entertainment is going on in the living room. In the bedroom, sleeping goes on there. All right? In the kitchen, cooking goes on there. The dining, all right? Eating goes on there. So the miraculous is a realm, like a house. And then there are different miracles happening. All right? We call them diverse miracles. You know, the Bible speaks of diverse miracles. Miracles are diverse in form, diverse in type, diverse in manifestation, diverse in operation. Glory to God. Okay? So there's a miracle in the arena of finances, and there is a miracle in the arena of health. There's a miracle in the arena of marriage, and there's a miracle, or there are miracles in the arena of family. There are miracles in the arena of salvation, all right, of souls, people getting born again, all right? And there are miracles in the arena of business, open doors, breakthroughs, favor, opportunities. They are called diverse miracles. God is in the business of doing diverse miracles. Glory to God. He is not a God that is limited to just health. He's not limited to physical healing or emotional healing, all right, of the human body. He's a God of diversities. He is limitless in his operations. Glory to God. So when we talk about the miraculous is a realm. All right? And miracles are acts. Glory to God. All right. This secret I'm about to share with you is the secret of the miraculous. See, miracles happen in the miraculous. All right? Just, you know, like activities, sleeping, eating, watching TV, you know, cooking and all that. All those activities happen in the house. All right? Miracles happen in the miraculous. So the secret I'm about to reveal to you, and that the Lord has shown me in His Word by His mercy and His grace, is the secret of the miraculous. You see, it is good you understand the miraculous than just understanding miracles. All right? If you understand the miraculous, you'll be able to play in the domain of miracles. Glory to God, because miracles are domiciled in the miraculous. Amen. All right, so let's go. Are you ready? All right, okay. I believe you're sounding like you're ready. Are you really ready? All right, okay. Now let's go. Galatians chapter 3. Now, I want to warn you before we go into the word. This is a warning. Don't think that in one verse of the scripture, all right, you found it already. I mean, the secret of the miraculous. Follow. Is that okay? So don't stay at a particular bus stop. All right, we are going to a place, a particular destination. Is that okay? So follow. God bless you. Now, Galatians chapter 3, I'll read from verse 2 to verse 9. It says, "This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Okay? "Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Verse 6. "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." Verse 8. "And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed." And verse 9, we'll stop at verse 9. "So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Glory to God. Now, Paul was reminding the church at Galatia, and he was telling them, "Hey, did you remember how you received the Spirit? Did you remember how miracles were wrought in your midst?" Glory to God. And are still being wrought in your midst. Amen. He reminded them. He took them back to the source of miracles. Now, he said something very profound. Listen very carefully in verse 2 of Galatians chapter 3. "This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Now, listen to this. He was connecting them back to the source. Did you receive the Spirit? Were you baptized in the Holy Spirit by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith? Now, hearing of faith. Can we say that together? Hearing of faith. One more time. Hearing of faith. Now, the hearing of faith is the hearing of faith in someone. All right? It is not the hearing of faith in something, but the hearing of faith in someone. The Bible faith is not based on things. The Bible faith is not based on systems. The Bible faith is based on persons. All right? You believe in a person. All right? Now, the Bible tells us one of the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ is faith toward God. Did you see it? So the Bible faith, as it has to do with Christians, is faith that is based on God. Faith that is reposed in God. Faith that is exercised in God. All right? That's what the Bible faith is based upon. Okay? So it is faith towards God. Did you see that? So the hearing of faith here, All right. Is the hearing of faith about someone or of somebody? So faith in someone. Glory to God. Now, for you to understand it quite well, you remember the account in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, at the house of Cornelius. You remember? The Bible says, while Peter yet spake these words about Jesus, the Holy Ghost fell on those who heard the word. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost fell on them. Acts 10 and verse 44. The Spirit of God fell on them. So they received the Spirit by the hearing of faith of Jesus, about Jesus, and they reposed their faith in him. Praise God. Now follow me. Paul was reminding them at Galatia, and he was telling them, listen, you know how you received the Spirit. Was it by the works of the law? I mean, practicing the law, or by the hearing of faith in Jesus Christ? Because the difference between the law and Jesus is the fact that the law is a system of justice that is void of a practical, evident revelation of a person, all right, in whom or of whom faith can be reposed. But you see, Christianity, all right, is not a system. Christianity is a life. Is a life. You see, if you go to a school, for example, the school might be owned by somebody, but it's a system. You may not meet the person all your life, the person who founded the school. Are you from what I'm saying here? But you go to school, you learn, you graduate from the school. Because it's about a system, but not so in Christianity. You cannot be a Christian and, you know, you haven't met Jesus. It's not possible. At salvation, you meet him. All right, he's the Alpha and Omega. Between Alpha and Omega, he's everything between Alpha and Omega. Okay, so you're reposing faith in him. Now follow me. I won't take much of your time because miracles are happening already. Glory to God. Okay, so faith in him, the hearing of faith. Praise God. Now, let me show you something here in the book of, just to drive this home better and stronger. In Romans chapter 10, Romans the 10th chapter, I'd like for us to start the reading here from verse 6. Romans chapter 10 and verse 6. It says, but the righteous, okay, let's start from verse 4, please. Thank you. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses, now note this, Moses describes the righteousness of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Do not say in your heart, who shall descend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, what is that word of faith? That if thou shalt confess a thing with your mouth, no. But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, under the law, it was an it they were dealing with. The revelation of God was not given to them. All right? So they were dealing with a system of legalism, a system of laws. But you see, in Christianity, we're dealing with a person. Does not mean we'll break the law. No, you cannot know Jesus and break the law, because in him is the fulfillment of the law. Glory to God. See? But you are not going to be bound by the law and be enslaved by the legalism of the law. All right? Yet, you're living a life that the law cannot condemn, because Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone who believes. Glory to God. Amen? And the fulfillment of that is in him. Is in him. Now, go back to Galatians. All right? chapter 3 and verse 2. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? All right. Now jump to verse 4, please, for time. Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Verse 5. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit, did you see that? He that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, Paul wasn't talking about himself. Amen. He was talking about the worker of miracles. Hello. All right. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit. Now, who ministers to us the Spirit? Who is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost? Jesus. John the Baptist said, look, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but there's someone greater than myself who is coming. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He's the baptizer in the Holy Ghost, Jesus. So he says, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So you see that miracles are wrought by Jesus, all right, through us, in us, about our lives and situations for us, all right, and around us. Glory to God. You see, he is the worker of miracles. Now, note what he tells us in John chapter 14, all right, and verse 12. He says, he that believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. All right? Verse 13. And whatsoever you shall ask or demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, verse 14, I'll do it. I'll do it. So who does those things that we demand in the name of Jesus? Jesus. He is the one who works miracles. Praise God. Amen. He gives men ability to work miracles in his name. But you see, he's in his name. Amen. So ultimately, by and large, he is the worker of miracles. Praise God. Now, that is just one of the things I need you to know on our way to the place called there. We're going there. Praise God. Okay? Now, having known that, we understand that the ministering of the Spirit and the working of miracles happens through the hearing of faith in him. Faith in him. Faith in him. In Jesus, the Anointed One. And why is it so? And that's what we're looking at. Why is that so? Why is it so? Okay? Now, this is the point. Listen. If you read verse 7, look at verse 7, all right, of Galatians chapter 3, all right? Know ye therefore that they which are faith the same are the children of Abraham. Go to verse 5, please, 5, 5, okay, then 6, 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, what did Abraham believe? Did Abraham believe anything? No. He believed in God. And God says that's righteousness. Amen? And did you know, have you thought about this, that was the reason God quickened the body, the dead body of Abraham and the dead womb of his wife Sarah? It was through the righteousness of faith that he obtained the promise. Did you see that? Now, let me show you something. Romans chapter 4. Start reading from verse 17. I need you to see this. You see, I'm simplifying it by the grace of God so that you can step into that atmosphere of miracles and receive from God. It says, as it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God. So he believed God, even God. He believed God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. All right, so Abraham believed God. Listen, he believed God, even God who gives life to the dead. Did you see that? He believed in the resurrection power of God. He believed in God, the resurrection and the life. Amen. I said amen. Glory to God. So Abraham believed God, even God who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. Now, go back to Galatians chapter 3. All right, and verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So Abraham believed God, and his faith was in the God who gives life to the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. In other words, he believed in the God who ministers the quickening spirit. Amen. The life-giving spirit. And because of his faith in God, his body was made alive. Sarah's womb was made alive. Glory to God. And they received the miracle. The miracle of Isaac. Amen. But his faith was not in a thing. His faith was in God. He believed in God. Now, come to Galatians chapter 3. And I'd like for us to start reading from verse 10. All right, we'll read into verse 14. I want to show you something here. And for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. Did you see that? The law is not of faith. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, to what end? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. What is that blessing? Righteousness. Righteousness. Amen? It's righteousness. Glory to God. It's righteousness. That's what the blessing is. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. All right. To see that very clearly, go to verse 6 of that same chapter, Galatians 3 and verse 6 that we just read. Okay. Galatians 3 and verse 6. Glory to God. Okay. Even as Abraham believed God, now note what happened, and it was accounted to him for what? Righteousness. Go to verse 7. All right, and it tells us, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Verse 9, verse 8. All right, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Blessed. Now, look at it. Blessed. Now, verse 9. Look at it. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So blessed with faithful Abraham as to what? Blessed with righteousness. All right? That was how God blessed him. Blessed with righteousness. And then because of that gift of righteousness bestowed on Abraham through faith, all right, his faith reposed in God, the Holy Spirit had the passage, the right of way, to enter into his life, his body, to make his body alive, to quicken his body. Glory to God. And so he could impregnate his wife, Sarah. Amen? Now, this is powerful. Now, go back to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. I want to show you this. All right? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through whom? Through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Glory to God. Now, the blessing of Abraham is righteousness, the righteousness of faith. And it comes through faith in Jesus Christ. He says, and that righteousness of faith is to one end, that we might receive, come on now, the promise of the Spirit through faith. So you see, the gift of righteousness comes first, and then we see the receiving of the promise of the Spirit. Now, the promise of the Spirit here is the manifestation of what we call the miraculous. All right? Now, the miraculous here is the activity, it's the domain where the Spirit of God rules. Let me give you an example. All right, just like the internet. The internet is a space, is a website, all right, a global website. And you have different domains on the internet. Now, the moment you come on the internet, all right, you have access to everything on the internet. Praise God. The moment you come on the internet, you have access to everything on the internet, except certain things that are passworded, all right, that you have to gain, you know, a special entrance or permission to. Amen? But you see, everything that is generally available on the internet is available to you. It's just a click away. Glory to God. Okay, now, the miraculous is like the internet. Now, but before you can come on the internet is not a place that, okay, you just wake up in the morning and spread your arms and then you're on the internet. No. All right? The internet requires data. You need data, all right, to be able to gain access to the internet. Praise God. Now, the data that God gives us in Christ is the righteousness of faith. So the moment the righteousness of faith in Jesus Christ is in place, all right, you gain access to the miraculous. The miraculous is the domain of the Holy Spirit. There are different activities going on there, all right? Miracles are happening there. And the moment you are in that atmosphere, miracles are commonplace. They happen. Amen. They happen. Glory to God. Now, the reason God justifies us through faith in Jesus Christ is to one end, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, which is first and foremost righteousness, and then the receiving of the promise of the Spirit. So when you receive the promise of the Spirit, all right, then you are online. You are online. Okay, with God. You are online with God. Like we are online with Him now. Praise God. This is not physical, you know, online thing I'm talking about. We are online with God by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, the moment you're trying to get justification by your own power and strength and self-righteousness, amen, you know what you're doing? You're logging out from the domain of the supernatural. Okay? But the moment your faith goes up in Jesus, your faith, amen, He's my justifier. He's my justification. He's my wisdom. And the moment you begin to give Him thanks for all that He is to you because your faith is in Him, what you're doing is this. You see, data is ministered to you, all right? And then the Spirit of God takes over. You get into the domain of the miraculous, amen, where nothing is impossible, where all things are possible. Glory to God. That is the miraculous. The blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, you know, the leper are cleansed, and the Bible tells us the dead are raised back to life. Glory to God. Diverse miracles, job opportunities, open doors, international open doors, scholarships. Those things happen in that domain like, you know, air around you. Like water everywhere. Glory to God. Like sand everywhere. That's it. In the miraculous, miracles take place. Praise God. Now, the moment Abraham was justified by faith, and he understood it and walked in sync with that justification, the Spirit of God took over and made his body alive. Amen? Quickened his body. And he could impregnate his wife, Sarah. Amen? Praise God. That is where we are going. All right? Just but one more step to it. Praise God. Okay? Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. Paul speaking, all right, to the church at Corinth by the Holy Ghost, he says, And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Look up, please. In demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, note what it says my speech, my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So what was in demonstration of the Spirit of God and of the power of God? His speech and preaching, not his working of miracles, his talking, his communication. Look at it. It's there. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So his speech was with the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. How? He spoke powerful words. His preaching was a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. So how did he do it? How did he do that? Verse 5. He says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, how did he do that? He did that by preaching Christ. And the Christ that he preached was the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. The power of God was made readily available, all right, and miracles happened because the subject of his preaching, the pivot, the hub of his preaching was Christ. Amen. Because you see, the moment people repose faith in him, miracles happen. How? The atmosphere of the miraculous, the promise of the Spirit is received. Not only in getting filled with the Holy Ghost, which is, you know, I mean, receiving the Holy Spirit, which is a thing that you do one of, but, you know, getting into the atmosphere where the Spirit of God is active, where the Spirit of God is working. All right? Entrance is by the righteousness of faith. Praise God. So when he preached Christ to them, and as he was preaching Christ to them, there was a manifestation of the Spirit. Amen? And miracles began to happen. There was a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Did you get that? Very powerful. Okay. So, this is where we're going. For miracles to happen, all right, you have to gain entrance into the realm of the miraculous. All right? Except miracles are happening to you. But if you are the one ministering in the strength and the power of God in the miraculous, listen very carefully. You must enter into that domain where miracles are wrought. Glory to God. You can call cases, you can see things clearly in the Spirit, and as you call those cases, God is working, God is moving, miracles are happening. All right? Now, for you to be able to do that, you must enter into the miraculous. It's a realm, it's a domain. And for you to enter into that realm, you must operate this hidden secret of the miraculous. What is it? Substitution. That's it. What I've been trying to tell you, you know, in those few words, is this: substitution. What is substitution? There must be something that you are giving up, all right, in exchange for a miracle. Miracles are not works of magic. They are not magical. Miracles are seeded in revelation. They are seeded in the Word of God. Okay? So, this is it. It's very clear. For example, you remember in the Exodus, in Exodus chapter 15, when Israel was moving from Egypt to the promised land, and they got to Mara after they had passed the Red Sea, and they were in the wilderness of Shur. Okay? They got to Mara. And the Bible tells us, if you start the reading from verse, let's start the reading from verse 23. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. What did the Lord show him? A tree. And when he had cast the tree into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Now that's okay. Let's stop there. Now how was that miracle wrought of turning the bitter waters of Marah into sweetness? God opened the eyes of Moses and he saw a tree. When he took the tree and cast the tree into the waters were cured of that bitterness. Praise God. Substitution. Let me show you another one. In 2 Kings chapter 6, I love for us to start the reading from verse 2. And, you know, the sons of the prophet wanted to increase their domain, their space. All right? They wanted to build a bigger house for themselves. So they said, "Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, and where we may dwell." And he answered, "Go ye." And one of them said to Elisha, "All right, please let it please you, I pray thee, and go with thy servants." And he answered, "I will go." Okay. And so he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. And the Bible tells us in verse 5, "But as one was felling a beam, and the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, 'Alas, master, for it is borrowed.'" It was borrowed. And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in the place where, you know, the iron fell. And then the Bible says the axe head, the iron did swim, floated. A stick, a tree. You remember a tree in the case of Moses at Marah? All right? In this case, it's a stick at Jordan. Okay? Did you see that? All right. Now, if you look at other miracles in the Bible, in John chapter 2, the turning of water to wine, Jesus didn't do like this. "Wine, come." No. All right? He said, "Fill the water pots with water to the brim." Okay? "Now, bring them to me." Now he says, "Take them to the governor of the feast. Draw out now." And then it became wine. Now, it was wine from water. Amen? You see, every miracle happens by reason of substitution. There must be something, according to the justice of God, there must be something that you are laying hold on that is the reason for that miracle to happen. Or else, it will not happen. Amen? For example, the multiplication of, you know, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. You know how it happened? Okay, Jesus didn't do like the woof. All right? And then they had loaves of bread in the wilderness. No. All right? He says, "Bring the 5 loaves to me." All right? Disciples command the people to sit down in groups. And then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and he gave thanks. He broke and gave to his disciples and then started multiplying. So you see, there was something that is called an investment, so to speak, that causes the dividends of miracles to happen. Businessmen will understand this. All right? No capital, all right? No profit, no investment, no return on investment. True? It's that simple. So there's always an investment that you lay hold on, praise God, that will bring about the manifestation of the miraculous. Amen? Now, let me show you the scripture in the book of Job. Job chapter 33. Job 33. All right. I'd like to start reading from verse 23. Look at it. This is very powerful. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand to show unto man his uprightness, when he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit, I have found a ransom. You see it? His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Glory to God. Did you see that? Amen. Now, why? He's found a ransom. You see, if you have found a ransom, and then there can be a cleansing, there can be a miracle. Amen? There must be a ransom. That means there must be something that you are giving up in exchange for the miracle. All right, now understand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about, you know, money now. All right, because sometimes people are feeling, okay, does he want to raise a seed? No, I'm not raising any seed. Is that okay? No. I'm not talking about money in this case. I'm talking about something that you can lay claim on. All right? And there will be a miracle. Now, what is that very thing that you can lay a strong claim on? It is very simple. Glory to God. It is Jesus, what he has done for you. There's nothing wrong sowing seeds. All right, but listen very carefully. What Christ has done for you in his substitutionary work is the reason why the Spirit of God moves upon us and creates an atmosphere that brings about the working of miracles. And this was what Paul was saying to them in Galatians chapter 3. All right, he says, he that ministers the Spirit to you, all right, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, he that works miracles amongst you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Glory to God. So there's something for you to believe. There's something that you must believe, all right, to be able to enter into that domain, because that's what gives the data to gain access into the miraculous. Faith. Faith. This is not just I believe. All right? Not what you believe. Who do you believe in? What is the premise of your faith? What is the premise of your faith? Glory to God. Amen. You have to believe in Jesus. Someone says, well, I believe in Jesus already. Amen. I'm a believer. That's not what I'm talking about. Amen. You became a believer through faith in Jesus Christ and you became born again. You know, there are Christians who are born again but have not yet believed that Jesus is their healer. That by the stripes that wounded him, they were made whole. All right? There are Christians who are born again, okay, who have not yet believed that Jesus Christ became poor, though he was rich. He became poor for their sakes. That they, through his poverty, might be rich. Did you see it? So, that substance of faith, listen very carefully, is the anchor for the miraculous. That is also the trigger for the miraculous. Glory to God. And that is what brings about that atmosphere of miracles. Amen. I said, amen. This is the hidden secret of the miraculous. It's simple, right? Believe. That was what Abraham did. Abraham didn't have to, you know, try to be productive or try to be fruitful. No, he just believed. He believed in Jehovah. He believed in God. And then God quickened his body, gave life to his body. This was how he entered into that domain of the miraculous. And even after the death of Sarah, he was still productive. It wasn't a one-off thing. The Spirit came to quicken him for real. And till he went to be with the Lord, he died. He was still productive. Over 100 years old, he was still doing the thing, strong and productive, but couldn't do it some years ago. But at the moment that he believed God and the Spirit of God stepped in and quickened his body, he was made alive permanently. Glory to God. Amen. Now, what are you supposed to believe? Amen. You're supposed to believe in a person. You're supposed to believe in Jesus. You're supposed to believe in Him, the one who died for you, all right, and rose again. You're supposed to believe in Him right now. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Now listen to this. The Lord said to say to someone, can you get on the keyboard for me? The yoke of barrenness is broken. Why? Why? Understand this. Jesus Christ died to break that hold of barrenness from off your life. The yoke of barrenness is broken. I know it as much as I know my name. This is your month. Amen. You are going to conceive this month. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. Jesus broke the hold of barrenness. Why? The Bible tells us that when he hung on the cross, it became a curse for you. It was cursed with the curse of the law. Everything that is written in the law, if you want to know the curse of the law for what it is and what it stands for, all right, Deuteronomy chapter 28, if you start reading from verse 18 to the end of that chapter, you see barrenness was you know, is one of the curse of the law, or manifestations of the curse of the law. Praise God. Barrenness. And Jesus became a curse for you on the tree, that you might be blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Say, I believe it. Say, I believe it. Glory to God. Say, I believe it. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I believe in you. I believe in your word. I believe in your word. I believe in your word. Right now, my faith is in you. My faith is in you. You are my healer. Glory to God. You are my prosperity. You are my wisdom. You are my sanctification. Hallelujah. You are my redemption. Come on, go ahead right now. Lift your hands and exercise your faith in Him. Exercise your faith in Him. God is the God who makes the barren woman fruitful. All right? And He's the one who makes the barren woman keep house and to become a fruitful mother of children. He's the Lord God Almighty. Praise ye the Lord. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. There's a woman watching right now. This is your month. You've been waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb. This is your month. This is your month. Glory to God. Lift your hands right now and give Him thanks. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your holy name. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. And with his stripes you are healed. With his stripes you are healed. Glory to God. You are healed right now. He is your healer. Call him healer. All right. You know, you are used to calling him Savior. Yes, he is. Call him healer. 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 Glory to God. Say, you are my healer, Lord Jesus. You are my healer. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You are the Lord that He led me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Sing it one more time. Sing it with faith. You are the Lord that healed me.
That healed me.
You are the Lord,
my healer.
You sent your word, and healed my disease. You are the Lord,
my healer.
Prosperity is mine. Prosperity is mine. Prosperity is mine in Christ. Jesus took my place, carried away my poverty. Prosperity is mine in Christ. Sing it. If you can.
Prosperity is mine.
Prosperity is mine. Prosperity is mine in Christ. Jesus took my place. He carried away my poverty. Prosperity is mine in Christ.
Prosperity is mine.
Prosperity
is mine in Christ. Jesus took my place.
Carried away my poverty.
Prosperity is mine in Christ.
God has made a way where there seemed to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He has made a way for me. He is my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, God has made a way. He has made a way. Lift your expectations to God right now and begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, go ahead and pray. Tell the Lord right now, you are my healer, you are my prosperity. Yes, you have delivered me from lack, from poverty. You are my open door. You are my open door. You are my open door. Jesus is your open door. He's your redemption. He's your sanctification. He's your wisdom. Come on, go ahead right now. Thank you, Father. Songedabo shakretoze frene kondo griso brdiaba. Mande runde so credi grusho pregida grusha marada haya. Sonde lebroko si karada bahaya. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, in the name of Jesus, receive a miracle. Receive a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Receive a miracle. Oh, hallelujah. Receive a miracle right now. Receive a miracle. Receive that miracle of your desire in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of God is present. The glory of God is here. God is moving. The power of God is moving. Receive a miracle right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I see the Lord working on the reproductive system, all right, of people right now. Reproductive organs. The power of God is moving right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to, yeah, that's, there's somebody with pain in your right ear. Pain in your right ear. The Lord has made you whole. In fact, the pain caused headache, all right, towards the right side of your head. But the Lord has made you whole right now. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's doing wonders. He's doing wonders in this place. You the ones in this place.
Still the wonders in this place.
Faithful God.
Faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this place,
in this place,
oh,
you the wonders,
still you the wonders in this place, faithful God, hallelujah, hallelujah,
one more time,
you the wonders, still you the wonders in this place,
acknowledge his wonders,
you the You the wonders in this place,
oh, faithful God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Faithful God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Now hear this, there's somebody while you were worshiping God, all right, your lungs. All right, your right lung was healed. Right lung healed by the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can breathe well now. You can breathe well now. All right, and there's another person this week. You're going to get a job. Supernaturally, there's a job for you. A well-paying job this very week. There's a supernatural provision for you. Glory to God.
You do wonders in this place.
Uh-huh.
You do wonders in this place.
Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
You do wonders in this place.
Oh, faithful God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now there's a liberty of the spirit already. Somebody's laughing already. He's laughing. Hey,
you the wonders in this place.
Uh-huh. Hey, you do, yeah.
You the wonders in this place.
You do,
hey, you the wonders in this place. Faithful God, faithful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
One more time.
You do wonders in this place.
Come on now, sing with joy.
You do wonders in
this way. You do wonders in my life.
You do wonders in my life.
Hey. You do wonders in my business.
You do wonder in my business.
You do wonders in my body.
You do wonders in my body.
You do wonders in my home.
You do wonders in my home.
You do wonders in my career.
You do wonders in my career.
Oh, faithful God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faithful God.
Faithful God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
glory to God,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. What an atmosphere of the Spirit that is in this place. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Place your hand where you require healing. Now, wow, thank you. The Lord is saying, listen, none listening to me right now, or none that is a part of this house, is permitted to suffer any loss. Financial loss, marital loss, loss of health, none. Hear it, none. None. So don't let any announcement from your place of work stagger you in any way. There is no loss before you. No loss of any kind. There is no loss. Hallelujah. There is no loss. Or can you sing it? There is no loss. Hallelujah. No loss.
No loss.
You can scream it. No loss.
No loss.
Glory to God. Amen. There is no loss. Hallelujah. No loss of health. No loss of job. No loss of finances. No matter the announcement that is made, understand that your portion is maintained. Hallelujah. For the Lord is the portion of your inheritance and of your cup. He maintains your lot. Glory to God. Say it. Say, my lot is maintained. Louder. Say, my lot is maintained. Say, my lot is maintained. Now place your hand where you require healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I serve and whose I am, I declare in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Because Jesus took your infirmity, he died in your stead, and your faith is in him as your healer. I command healing for you right now, from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to you right now. Yeah, I speak healing to you right now. Restoration is yours. Restoration is yours. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There's somebody you've had a constipation for a couple of days now. You've not been able to use the toilet, the convenience. All right? And you've used drugs and all to no avail, and it has bothered you. All right, I see the hand of the Lord upon your tummy right now. God is working in your bowels right now as I speak. In the name of Jesus, you are healed, healed, healed. You're going to use the toilet today. Amen. Glory to God. How merciful our God is. Wonderful. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Pain in the chest has just been healed. I give you praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is doing creative miracles right now. Bones are being created, bones that have been withered, that have ruptured. God is recreating them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see someone, God is healing your right eye, right eye, right eye, your right eye. God is healing your right eye right now. There's been a lot of discomfort with that eye, all right, and the visibility. The sight of that eye is really, really low compared to the left eye. God is healing you right now as I speak. I'd love for you to send in your testimonies quickly. There's a number on the screen right now that you can forward your testimonies to. Please don't hesitate to send in your testimonies. Miracles are happening already. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Precious Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for the healing power of God. Healing. Oh dear. I see God is crashing sugar level. High sugar level is coming down to normal. It's coming back to normal. Back to normal. Right now as I speak in the name of Jesus, every case of diabetes is healed. Right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Healed. Right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there's a couple watching me right now. Of your child, you need healing for the child in the blood. It has to do with the genotype of the child. Glory to God. Lay your hand on that child right now and say, Jesus is your healer. 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 Therefore, be healed in your body. Right now, I speak healing to that child in the name of Jesus Christ. Your testimony will confirm the fact that the Lord has made you whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I see a young man, God is giving you, is opening doors for contracts. Glory to God. Supernatural open doors, contracts, 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 amen, contracts, by the finger of God. God is working it right now. It's a supernatural open door. It's in millions, all right? It will start with tens of millions, and it will move to hundreds of millions. The hand of the Lord is upon you right now. God has opened that door for you. I call it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your day. This is your time. This is your moment. Glory to God. Yeah, I see someone. God is opening a door for you. Somebody's going to call you from outside of the country. God is sending someone your way. Glory to God. Okay, he's going to call you, and there's going to be an open door for you from outside the country. Glory to God. It is your day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm seeing someone, you know, at your place of work, there's going to be an opening. All right? And they are going to call you to take that position. In fact, the opening has been created already. The position has been created already. And you are the unanimous choice in the name of Jesus. Step in and take your place in Jesus' name, and spread the influence of the kingdom of God in that place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has done marvelous things, I tell you. Send in your testimonies. We love to take your testimonies and know what the Lord has done for you in the name of Jesus.